Do you have an About Me video? Well, we're going to show you how to make one today. Stay tuned. This episode of Keeping It Real is brought to you by Real Geeks. How many homes are you going to sell this year? Do you have the right tools? Is your website turning soft leads into interested buyers? Are you spending money on leads that aren't converting? Well, Real Geeks is your solution. Find out why agents across the country choose Real Geeks as their technology partner. Real Geeks was created by an agent for agents. They pride themselves on delivering a sales and marketing solution so that you can easily generate more business. Their agent websites are fast and built for lead conversion with a smooth search experience for your visitors. Real Geeks also includes an easy-to-use agent CRM. So once a lead signs up on your website, you can track their interest and have great follow-up conversations. Real Geeks is loaded with a ton of marketing tools to nurture your leads and increase brand awareness. Visit realgeeks.com/keepingitrealpod and find out why realtors come to Real Geeks to generate more business. Again, visit realgeeks.com/keepingitrealpod. And now, on to our show.
All right, Keeping It Real listeners, I always love being here with you. It's always fun for me. So today I wanted to talk about the importance of that About Me video, sometimes known as an introduction video, but broadly speaking, it means you are taking that opportunity to introduce yourself to potential clients, reintroduce yourself to your network. Maybe you made a switch, maybe you're in a different niche, maybe you're covering a different area. That About Me video, I'm going to talk about why it's so important, it really is, and what you can do to make a really great one. So first I'll introduce myself. This is my About Me part. I'm Kim Rittberg. I'm a former media executive. I spent 15 years in television, including at Netflix and People. I launched the first ever video unit for Us Weekly magazine. And I also spent 10 years doing news and general lifestyle coverage. So that's a lot of real estate, finance, all of that stuff. And what I love now is that I get to use all of my knowledge and all of my information that I gleaned from my years in TV to now coach real estate agents and other self-employed professionals to teach them how to grow their business through video and marketing. And so today I'm going to be focusing on the About Me video because I think it's super duper important. And one thing that I have coming up that I wanted to mention to you is I only once a year host a VIP real estate agent media day. And basically, you don't have to write the script. You don't have to do anything. You just show up. I have my award-winning crew, my cinematographer, my videographer, my editor. We have hair and makeup. And you come and we sit down and we film these beautiful videos for you. And not only are they beautiful, they're really impactful and effective. And they know how to showcase you as the thought leader in the industry that you are. It's in New York City. And then we have an exclusive private invitation-only dinner. So it's all really fun. There are limited spots. And it sold out really fast last year. So if you're interested, reach out to me now. And there's an extra bonus for Keeping It Real listeners. Okay, I want to jump into all of what you need to be doing for this video. So basically, when you're talking about doing an About Me video, what needs to go into it and why is it so important? So first of all, I think we all know, if you hear a little bit of noise, it is my 6-year-old son who is a little bit homesick right now. But I'm really, you guys are very important to me. So I'm going to keep recording and he's going to kind of act as my lighting coordinator, why it matters so much. So even though I love short form video, I teach people all about how to message themselves through social media video. And a lot of those videos are short, right? Maybe we're talking about 15 seconds or 45 seconds or a minute. Those are amazing. It is essential to be on social media video with those short form videos. However, I will say it is very, very important to have that video that has you driving the narrative. So when we think about social media, sometimes you look at someone's feed and there's a lot on it. In a great way, it means they're doing a robust job at marketing. But there is also that place that you want to step back and say, like, who is this person? Just like in a nutshell, if I'm considering working with them as an agent, what is it about them that I trust, that I like, that I feel like I want to work with them on this really big deal for me? So and I also like to, I think, you know, if you're here, you're bullish on video, but I'm going to reiterate that showcasing your voice and your personality he's unparalleled. So a photo, I'm sorry, no offense, everybody, but those like photos, those headshots, they're two-dimensional, one-dimensional. I'm not great at math and science, but they're flat, right? A photo and a little bit of text will never be able to compete with a video. This is the reason why TV and movies do so well. It really gets to showcase your personality, your emotionality. You're building a relationship. You know this, I'm not teaching you this. You're building these relationships. So the importance of building that About Me video is you're not just giving them information, but it's a part of the relationship you're building with those clients. Nothing compares to hearing you and seeing you. So that's just about like why it's important. Even if you're nervous, I do like to really flag a lot of people come to me. It's like a mix. Some people come, they've been doing video for a long time. Others only do it sometimes and they feel a little nervous about it. Even if you're nervous, this About Me video is super, super important. But as I mentioned, I have that VIP day where I will direct you and I'll make sure you're not nervous because I always make it fun. But as a part of this About Me video, I think it's super, super important. I'm gonna go through the things about what you should include in the video. So I have a thing called the ABC method. This is what I consider the essentials for an elevator pitch, and it's perfect for this About Me video as well. So the ABC, and don't do it in this order. Don't do it in this order, make it your own, right? When you look at an About Me video, often it's shot to look pretty. Maybe there's some footage of you like walking along the street, maybe footage of you in your office. Doesn't need to go in this order, but these things need to be in it, okay? So A is for accomplishments or credibility. This is crucial. So many people I work with do not really make people know this is why I'm credible and these are the things I've done. I don't know if it's that we're self-conscious. I do know, because actually I do a lot of these workshops and I ask people what they struggle with bragging and bragging. I call it bragging. What they struggle with announcing their accomplishments. And a lot of people worry they're going to sound braggy or they're going to sound like they're trying to make other people feel bad about themselves. But I want to step back. When you're saying your accomplishments, your credibility, why people should trust you, you could just think of it as a data point. It's just a fact, right? Someone I did a workshop with, they were like, it's not bragging if it's a fact. Bravo. It's not bragging if it's a fact. So what sort of accomplishments or credibility can you bring? Those can be any awards you've gotten, certifications, degrees. A lot of times my agents have things in their background that I think also are involved. Like maybe, you know, they were in the past career in finance, or they were in design, negotiations, things like that, sales, anything like that, that kind of advances someone to understand where you come from. I have one of my agents, he's an amazing marketer. We lean into that, like being an amazing marketer and an agent, super important. So really including what you've done that is noteworthy. And sometimes people feel like, oh, I don't have any big awards. Like you've probably have something, right? In your local area or in your office, something that stands you out, whatever percent agent you are, maybe you're a silver, a bronze, a gold in your neighborhood, anything like that, that stands you apart. I don't love just like, hi, I'm Jane Doe and I'm a real estate agent based in Ohio. Okay, like there's a lot of people doing that. Like really show me why you're different and why you're credible. So after we have the A for accomplishments, which is built in with credibility, we have B for business. This is gonna sound obvious, but a lot of times people aren't really that specific with what they're doing in their business. So that means not just saying you're a real estate agent, but if there's a specific area that you cover as a real estate agent, that's a great time to mention that. So whether you focus on first-time home buyers, new developments, like anything that really can let someone know if you are the right fit for them. That's some of this is really letting people know that you are a good match for them, because it's kind of matchmaking, right? So business is really highlighting what area you're an expert in. Now the last part is confidence. So A, accomplishments, B, business, C, confidence and creativity. So confidence, I think this one sometimes, you know, it could sound a little bit obvious, but I cannot tell you enough that sometimes people, they feel nervous and they put that on camera. You have to fake it till you make it. You have to show up with a big smile and feel super amazing. And again, this is all about finding the right situation to film in. I do not recommend filming this type of content on your iPhone. Okay, my son is like literally sneaking up beside me. I cannot stress enough that you should not film this on your iPhone. This is the sort of video that you should let someone know visually, hey, I am investing in myself and investing in my business. because I am this level of agent, right? So I think that there's plenty of time to be making that social media video that you use your iPhone, and that's great. And that will fill up your Instagram, your YouTube. It's fine. This video that can go on your website, it can go in your newsletter, it can get cut up for social media. This is the sort of video that you should spend the money for. Like, it is an important piece because you get to tell the story. Additionally, if you shoot it right, which I'm on my shoot day, you leave not only with one video, but you leave with like 10 short clips as well. So from that video, you can create a lot of other short social assets. Okay. The last thing I want to say about confidence and creativity in the C is, remember, we're building those relationships. We talked about that earlier. So the second C of confidence is creativity. This is a time to kind of bring in a fun fact about yourself and let people know something they can talk to you about besides your business, right? Sometimes people are like, you post all this stuff on social media and it's like all business, which is good. But sometimes you want to let people know you as a person a little bit because you're building those relationships. So I like to say when I introduce myself to people sometimes that I backpacked for a year. I took a gap year after college, or I used to do improv comedy, or that I used to have a jewelry business. All of those are like interesting facts that if someone likes that type of thing, if they like to travel or they like art or jewelry, that gives them something to talk about with me. And then the last thing I forgot to say earlier, I apologize. When we're talking about accomplishments and credibility, it's not credibility, but a part of your job as an agent is really to be known as the go-to agent in your neighborhood. So what does that mean? That means being the expert. And so you can build that into the video. So you can talk a little bit about what you love about your area and why you're so passionate about helping people find homes there. So I would fold that almost into the A of the ABC. Okay, so we have A, accomplishments and credibility, B, your business, be specific about like what you do, and C, make sure you are confident and dipping in a little bit of creativity so people have something that they can grab onto and really talk to you about from that. Okay, if you have any questions, I love hearing from Keeping It Real folks. Like, I am basically Instagram friends with so many of you now. and I've worked with a lot of you too as well. So a lot of the people who've been guests on the show have also been clients of mine. So find me on Instagram at Kim Ritberg. I have a free download you can grab from kimritberg.com. And again, if you're looking to do that about me video without the stress, I'll direct you. My amazing team will write your videos for you, and you will walk away not just with one amazing video, but three amazing hero big videos and like clips, social media clips for months. It's a really amazing, beautiful shoot we do in New York City. It's gorgeous. It's amazing. And then you can go off and see a Broadway show the next day. That's what one of our agents here did last year, actually. All right. So I am Kim Ritberg, and I love helping you grow your real estate business with video. So make sure to reach out to me. I'm at KIMRITTBERG. And if you want to connect with me, just send me a message and say VIP day, and we'll just hop on the phone. Have a great day.